SCP-7559. O is for organs. I've talked plenty of times about how unfortunate it would be to actually live in the SCP universe, with how many horrible random things can occur to you at any given moment. Adding on to that list is SCP-7559, and so with no extra ado, let's take a look. SCP-7559 are wormholes enclosed within muscular sphincters that spontaneously appear within living humans. These wormholes are stable and range from 2 micrometers to 25 centimeters in diameter at the widest part, and are seamlessly integrated into the surrounding tissue. These sphincters usually only link to instances inside of other human hosts, which often leads to complications when bodily fluids from one host travels into another, with one notable case involving stomach acid from one host leaching into the cervical lymph nodes of another host. Extended study of hosts possessing these anomalies has revealed that after 6 to 8 weeks, the sphincters will widen into surrounding tissue and are capable of transferring organs, either in part or in whole, to other hosts. To date, none of these transfers have triggered organ rejection in the recipient or loss of bodily function in the donor, even in extreme cases, such as 3 hosts of different blood types, all being connected via instances in the renal veins. On August 14th, 2023, a 7559 sphincter widened enough to subsume part of the cerebral cortex, essentially moving it midway between 2 hosts. One host, Sarah Linares, was rendered comatose, while the other, Jaden Jorgensen, reported symptoms of hallucinations and sleep paralysis to medical staff. In an interview, he reports that his stomach has been gurgling for 2 days now, his hands keep going numb, it's really hard to pee, and he's got a painful headache right behind his eyes. He also mentions that his eyes are messed up, as he can't see warm colors anymore. Reds and pinks and oranges are muted now, which kind of makes everything bluish. The main thing he wanted to report, however, are the visions, and he's hoping that it's just the medication that they're giving him. It's noted that 7559 patients are often given placebo pills and told that they are medications for ulcers, benign tumors, or immune disorders. The doctor says that she can see about switching them after they're done here, but asks him to describe these visions in as much detail as he can. He says that throughout most of the day, he keeps seeing things in the corner of his eye, like when there's a moth flying around you and you can't quite see where it went. Mostly small things, like a bed that's definitely not his, or one time when it was like having long hair falling down and covering his eyes, despite him being bald. The doctor asks how long these have been occurring, and he says that the last 2 or 3 days, but they've slowed down. He's then interrupted as the pitch of his voice suddenly rises an octave and adopts an Irish accent, despite this voice not corresponding to any known host. He exclaims that there's something caught in his throat before making choking noises for the next 20 seconds. Notably, his body and neck remain perfectly still for this period, but after the noises cease, his voice returns to its original state. The doctor tells him that they're going to need to run a few more tests to figure out what's causing these symptoms, but then she's interrupted by a new 7559 instance manifesting in Jorgensen's left tear duct, accompanied by a dull, tearing sound. Immediately, approximately 4.5 meters of an abnormally bloated small intestine protrude through the sphincter and spill onto the table. The doctor hits the emergency button and requests the medical team, yelling at Jorgensen to ask if he can hear her, but he just proceeds to vomit up a lobe of a lung before collapsing to the floor. He was pronounced dead 12 minutes later, and the other host known to be attached to him, Sarah, nearly died at the same time when a 7559 instance drained away her cerebrospinal fluid, but she managed to be stabilized. A dissection of Jorgensen's cadaver yielded three intact 7559 instances, which were individually preserved in vats. Removal of a fourth was attempted, but during the procedure, the attending surgeon brushed the inner lining of the instance and it closed abruptly, severing two of the surgeon's fingers. He was placed under observation and manifested a sphincter inside of his brachial artery 29 hours later. One of his fingers was recovered in the aorta of a host already in containment, but the other has not yet been found. Later, it's reported that the number of contained hosts has surpassed 500, with 46 hosts whose nervous systems have threaded through 7559 instances now reporting similar hallucinations to Jorgensen's. Endoscopic explorations through other instances present in these hosts have led to inconclusive results. All explorations thread through human flesh for a distance of over 200 meters, before terminating at an undifferentiated slurry of bodily fluids and membranes. Touching the slurry with the probe often causes unrelated 7559 hosts to bleed from various orifices. Further testing is pending approval. It would seem then that all of these affected people are in fact linked through some sort of central chamber containing a big mess of fluids and membranes, and the sphincters can spread to new hosts through contact. Not only that, the Foundation has no idea how this started or how many affected people are actually out there in total, and the problem seems to be getting worse. The article ends before it progresses into any sort of widespread sphincter apocalypse, but that certainly seems to be the direction it's trending towards. And really, let's give some credit to the SCP universe, where I can create a video containing the phrase sphincter apocalypse, and it's just another day at the office.